For most of his life, John W. Campbell, Jr., the editor of Astounding Science Fiction, had trouble remembering his childhood. He had filled his stories with extravagant images, but he had no visual memory, to the point that he was unable to picture the faces of his own wife and children. When L. Ron Hubbard, one of his most prolific writers, approached him with the promise of a new science of the mind, he was understandably intrigued. And he was especially attracted by the possibility that it would allow him to recall events that he had forgotten or repressed. In the summer of 1949, Campbell was 39 years old. At his invitation, Hubbard, who was a year younger, had moved with his wife to Elizabeth, New Jersey, just up the road from the offices of Astounding. Hubbard could hardly have found a more receptive subject. Campbell had been openly searching for a scientific psychology that could save mankind from nuclear war and provide insights into his own faltering marriage. Yet it soon became clear that Hubbard's therapy wasn't working on the one man in the world whom he most desperately needed to persuade. The treatment, which became known as Dianetics, was designed to relieve the psychological pressure caused by repressed memories. Hubbard later wrote, "The prize case in difficulty in Dianetics is a patient who is a junior named after either father or mother. If the subject shared a parent's name," he said, "it led to subconscious trauma before birth, as the mother spoke badly of the father, and the fetus absorbed her words as a negative description of itself." Campbell, of course, had been named for his father, and he turned out to be a difficult patient in other ways. In its earliest incarnation, Dianetics amounted to a form of hypnotism. Hubbard was an accomplished hypnotist who liked to show off at parties, but the editor was stubbornly resistant to suggestion. It was a defense mechanism, he said, that he had used to deal with his mother, leaving him with a permanent but useful scar. But it also left him unable to recover any of the memories that had to be accessed for Hubbard's treatment to proceed. They decided to try drugs. Campbell, who didn't even like to drink at home, agreed to take phenobarbital, a sedative, followed by scopolamine, a notorious truth serum. He hated one course of the latter so much that he refused to try it again. It left him dehydrated, confused, and listless. But he was willing to consider other approaches. Hubbard, in turn, knew that the editor was his best hope of bringing his ideas to a wider audience, and he was equally determined to continue. By all indications, they had reached a dead end, but Hubbard had one last idea, which he claimed to have based on an apparatus described by the neurologist Jean-Martin Charcot, who had taught hypnosis to Sigmund Freud. Four mirrors were arranged in a truncated pyramid on a record player, with a lit candle placed nearby. When the turntable revolved at its highest speed, the result was a flicker of light that flashed at more than 300 times per minute. Campbell sat across from the phonograph. They turned it on. Almost immediately, he found himself overwhelmed by a feeling of pure horror, followed by a wave of memories that he had locked away. The editor confessed, "I'd been scared before in my life, but never that scared. I had to have Ron hold my hand, literally, while I spilled some of the fear. He's a fairly big guy and fairly rugged, but twice I damned near crushed his hand when some of the really hot ones hit." In the end, Campbell spoke like a frightened child for 6 hours, and his terror was contagious. Hubbard was allegedly so shaken by the technique that they never used it again. The mirrors, Campbell came to believe, had accidentally coincided with his brain's alpha rhythms, and he compared its effects to electroshock therapy or the use of drugs to induce seizures in psychiatric patients. It would be months before he remembered what he had said. Hubbard supposedly erased the experiences themselves, leaving only the memory of the session behind. But it was enough. Later that summer, after additional treatment, Campbell wrote to Robert A. Heinlein, who was also friends with Hubbard, "Do I know things about my family I never knew I knew? Come visit us sometime, Bob, and I'll show you how to get data to blackmail the hell out of parents. Blackmail the hell out of them so they back down and behave like human beings instead of the high and mighty and perfect." Many of the episodes that he recovered did, in fact, revolve around his family, including a traumatic memory of his birth.